Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great, cool weekend.
Oh, yeah. Frost is on the pumpkin.
Oh, this weather has been so great across the Lone Star State.
Wonderful.
Snow up in the panhandle, even all the way down to the coast.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it is a great time to be in Texas.
Indeed it is.
And this weekend, we're saying goodbye to October.
Uh-huh.
Hello, November.
And we're not going to let November spoil it anymore.
That already has been. But I tell you what, there are opportunities galore across the Lone Star State. We're out, you know, in the woods, looking at property, driving around, just seeing what Mother Nature has to offer.
Yeah, but what if I need some money?
Hey, well, we can answer that question for you, too.
Okay.
Yes, Ms. Brandy Bindley, who is the Senior Vice President Relationship Manager for the Hondo branch of Capital Farm Credit.
Ah.
Great interview with her last year.
Indeed it was. She's great.
This year, she's back to enlighten us even further, talk about some product services. Because, you know, y'all are going to be thinking about the outdoors, maybe buying that little piece of country heaven, or, you know, restocking.
There you go.
Doing some improvements. You talk about that tank you want.
That's right. Keep thinking about it and getting it bigger.
Well, I tell you what, Capital Farm Credit can help you. We'll talk about that. We've got some news. And we're probably going to make mention of an exciting event that will take place on Tuesday.
We can't help ourselves.
We can't. So we've got that plus the outdoor report. So y'all stick around and do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
So that's where I immediately say that this what's coming up next is our personal opinions and not the opinions of our stations, our affiliates, or whatever. Probably is, though.
Well, that covers it, but actually I was going to start by picking on our listeners, those procrastinators that did not vote during early voting.
Well, and they're making it easier with the drive-thus.
No. Early voting is over.
Oh, I mean earlier, yeah. But they're making easier voting also, though. They're opening up a whole bunch of stuff for voting day. Well,
the old-fashioned way of doing things still works, folks.
I know. At least you know you're standing there, and hopefully it'll get counted properly.
Well, and it's Tuesday. Just mark it. If you have not voted, please vote.
You must.
It is so, so important. You've got to get out the vote. Obviously, it's hard not to see the news. Sometimes it's hard to see the news.
Correct. Yeah.
Because there's a lot that is not being covered on the fake news mainstream media.
Right. And that's tragic. Right.
It's huge. I can tell you Thursday morning, if you're looking at some positive news, third quarter GDP.
Yeah.
Up 33.1%.
What's the GDP?
Gross domestic product.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, the recovery continues. We have dealt with a lot.
Yeah. It's tough.
But you've got Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
Oh, I'm so happy.
You know, what a smart lady.
Right. Boy, she handled that so well. Just class.
I mean, and I truly believe, regardless of her religious beliefs, or she is a constitutionalist, she is going to rule on anything that comes before her, you know, how it relates to the Constitution without injecting the personal side.
Correct.
Of course, we've got the other side where they want to pack the Supreme Court. Oh, well.
So we're not going to pick up our marbles. We're just going to add more marbles. So we want to increase the size of the Supreme Court and put our majority in there.
Then you've got those that are supporting the blue.
Yeah.
You know, law enforcement. You know, and goodness gracious, President Trump, he is the Energizer Bunny. I mean, he is hustling.
Yeah, he is.
And you know what? He is truly out working for the people. You may not agree with him on everything, but he is out there busting his hump.
Well, something also that I said last week, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Because you're dealing with personalities at the top of the ticket. Don't pay attention to the personalities. Pay attention to the agendas of the parties. Look at the agendas, friends.
Well, and on that, something that I missed, and you know, I've been in real estate forever.
Mm-hmm.
Seniors and heirs to real property,
right,
like your parents' home,
mm-hmm,
okay, could be severely impacted based on what the Democrats have planned.
Right.
The current regulation is your parents pass away, goes to the heirs,
right,
at today's basis.
Mm-hmm.
Under the Democrats' plan, it goes to the heirs at what the parents paid for it decades ago, and it's taxed on that amount, the additional amount. I mean, it's crazy. It's an advanced basis.
Well, it's tax and spend. We don't want to become California, friends. I mean, look at that state. So in debt. So messed up. And they just keep taxing people more and more and more and more and more.
Well, speaking of messed up.
Yeah.
President Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. Mm-hmm. He started. If he's not reelected, we will never know how deep it was.
Okay.
I mean, it will absolutely... it'll be hidden. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really a travesty. And so again, please get out and vote. It's too important.
Yeah.
Second Amendment rights.
Yep.
Okay. You know, things that are going on. We've got hunting seasons that are around the corner that are going to be opening. We're going to be telling you more about that later on. But we've got a modest quail number report coming in statewide. Not what we've had the past few years, but there's areas that's kind of haves and have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
Those that got the weather, you know, had a better hatch. Overall, the South Texas Plains and Rolling Plains hosts the highest population of bobwhite quail. One of the ways that you can protect the broodstock, folks, hunt covey rises.
Yeah.
Leave the singles alone.
Right.
Okay. That way you can enjoy the hunt, enjoy the dog work, and then.
Yeah, to me, as far as bird hunting, there's nothing finer than hunting quail over somebody else's really good dogs. Really. Something, you know, we are number one in hunting in the nation anyway.
Right.
But looking at the Parks and Wildlife magazine the other day, talking about the HIP certification and the harvest information, and that helps to manage the waterfowl population, certainly based on what you take, what you see, what you did, and so on. That Texas has more duck and dove hunters than any other state. I assumed that, but I've never seen the numbers. Over 500,000 game bird hunters.
Does not surprise me at all.
Doesn't surprise me at all, but I just hadn't seen that before.
I believe we're approaching 1.2 million total hunters. And so for half of them being dove and waterfowl hunters, migratory bird hunters, does not surprise me whatsoever. Speaking of waterfowl hunters, with the those of y'all that are hunting in lakes, back up the sloughs, okay? When you get out, just like we tell anglers, you know, drain clean and dry so that we don't spread the zebra mussel. That's becoming a bigger problem.
Oh, indeed it is. Yeah, it sure is. Also, a safety thing. I was thinking about talking to some friends the other day and people that had lost relatives due to, you know, hunting accidents. And so many of them out there, it wouldn't have to happen. And I'm just talking about an accidental discharge. Since we're talking deer season coming up, you can load your magazines. Do not put a round in the chamber, friends, until you are seated in your blind, in your stand. You are ready to hunt. Oh, well, the bolt, it'll make some noise. Well, you've made noise getting in your stand anyway. Don't chamber a round till you are in position. And then make sure you're, you know, don't have one in your chamber when you get out also. Mm-hmm. Well, but I need to stalk maybe something random. That's fine. That's fine. You can still unchamber, get out of the stand where you've got room to maneuver, then go ahead and chamber around, put it on safety, and do your stalking if you have to. But just
rule of gun safety: treat every gun as if it were loaded.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely, and it's just totally preventable. We have to do is just think.
It is. It definitely is, and. Great words to wrap up this segment as we move toward, you know, the opening of hunting season, the general deer season, the national holiday of Texas.
That's right.
Next weekend. So, all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been driving an electric or a fuel vehicle.
I'll surprise you.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. It's time for our best bets, and that's brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast carries top brands and have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Harold, I talked to Clifford Cheadle earlier this week.
Right.
He's got more new stuff.
Oh!
New lines that are coming in. And we were just kicking around what we've been talking about with Third Coast Thermal about how they can help. They can fit your budget. They can make sure that your dollars are well spent. All available with that personalized service. Third Coast Thermal has been satisfying customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for
free.
Absolutely.
Yes.
For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Well, like you said, too, you're out there, you're deer hunting, you're hunting in the morning, then you go back in the evening, and what are you going to do at night? Well, I guess you can drink and watch cowboy movies, but you can also go out and hunt.
Yeah.
and those free-ranging axis, right. Pigs, varmints, all kinds of stuff.
There's lots to do. It's hunting season, so right. Make the most of every waking hour.
You got it. Okay, well, speaking of that, let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is the first of four best days of the week. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, are a trio of good days. Wednesday through Friday, a trio of best days. Next Saturday's another good one, while next Sunday slips to fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. By Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours around sunset. Friday and next Saturday finds this most active period occurring from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. Next Sunday sees a major time shift in activity, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid-morning. This Saturday, October 31st, we will have a full moon, which is perfect for Halloween. By next Sunday, November the 8th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. This Sunday morning, November the 1st, good old daylight savings time returns. Now, is this the real time or is this the fake time?
This is the fake time.
Fall back. Yeah, move our clocks back an hour and mess up our body clock.
Yeah, this is where you cut, a foot off the top of a blanket and sew it on the bottom and you have a longer blanket.
Yeah, right. Didn't an Indian say that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. On the coast this Saturday through Tuesday is a string of, and I think the Indian said only the white man can think that. Right. Yeah. On the coast this Saturday through Tuesday is a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Thursday and Friday will each have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Next Saturday has a single low tide as the only tide of the day. Next Sunday has a single tide schedule.
All right, on the coast from over at Lake Calcasieu, and my goodness, our friends in Louisiana, we continue to think about y'all. Yeah. Along the entire central Gulf Coast area, just speedy recovery and thoughts and prayers with all of y'all. But from Lake Calcasieu all the way down to Boca Chica on the tip of Texas, water temperatures are dropping with these cool fronts. Cool fronts pushed all the way into the Gulf, and we're seeing temperatures ranging into the lower 70s, even into the upper 60s.
Right.
Feeding patterns are different. There's lots of shrimp in your upper coast estuaries, Calcasieu, Sabine, Galveston Bay Complex, down around even Freeport, East Matagorda, West Matagorda. Watch for birds and, get you a heavy enough weight to get below those schoolie fish that are hanging around. You may end up getting into a school of redfish. Then the mid-coast, beyond the coastal bend, you've got waters that are being blown out, the back lake areas.
Uh-huh.
Set up around the mouths of those, great places to intercept fish that are holding and feeding. And just kind of work point to point along the mouth of those openings. Great, great opportunity. Then on the flats, as we get down mid-coast to the lower coast, fish are making their transition to shallow flats on warm days. But the key is which flats? Flats that are close to deeper water. Okay. Yeah. Offshore, great, great fishing for red snapper in state waters. And great time to be getting a little salty. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, now we're going to get fresh, okay? Heading to East Texas, go to Caddo. Largemouth bass are good in shallow water near grass beds and weed lines, working jerk baits and skirted jigs in 3 to 5 feet of water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber edges. Conroe, black bass are great working fresh in vegetative water with worms, spinners, topwaters. Afternoons have turned the best fishing when the winds are light. Lake Fork, largemouth bass are good on jigs, crankbaits, spinners near heavy timber, roadbeds, brushy points, and rocky shorelines. Crappie are good on minnows in 18 to 25 feet in brush piles and standing timber near creek ledges or drop-offs. Livingston, black bass are good in creeks and coves with worms, spinners, and crankbait. Crappie are good on jigs, looking to calmer water over and under structures. Big Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass continue to be good in shallow water with structure like vegetation, creeks, and timber, fish topwater, spinners, and crankbaits. Toledo Bend, black bass are good as we're starting to catch shallow and deep on crankbait, large worms, and topwaters. The shallow bite is 2 to 8 feet. The deep bite is 24 to 32 feet. Crappie are excellent, suspended in the main man-made brush piles about 12 to 13 feet down, or man-made brush piles in 25 to 28 feet. Tyler, black bass are good on Texas rig, plastic worms, jigs, and small shad-like crankbaits, fishing docks, timber, and creek mouths. Belton, black bass are good near creek mouths and brushy outcrops on crankbaits, jigs, and wacky worms. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on shad-like crankbaits, skirted jigs, finesse worms, fishing near boat docks, wind-driven points, creek ledges, and drop-offs. Crappie are good on minnows or downsized jigs on bridge pilings, timber, and in brush piles. Tawakoni, largemouth bass are good on medium-sized crankbaits, Texas rig plastic worms, bladed jigs, and light-colored swim baits. White bass and hybrid stripers are excellent on live bait and slabs, with some fish schooling on the surface. Texoma, striped bass and white bass are excellent on live shad, swim baits, and slabs. Diving birds are marking feeding schools, feeding on the surface throughout the lake. Whitney, black bass are good on rocky points, creek ledges, timber, and weed beds on plastic worms, smaller crankbaits, and skirted jigs. Topwater plugs are working early in shallow areas where the shad are present. Amistad, that's you. I'm just jumping right
you
in.
You just on a roll.
I'm on a roll, know? Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do head to South Texas out Del Rio Way, where big friendly black bass are good at seeking pockets in the rocks and vegetation with Texas rig worms, topwaters, and square-billed crankbaits. Out Three Rivers Way, Choke Canyon Reservoir, bass are good on topwaters, Texas rig worms, crankbaits, and working vegetation, rocks, creeks, and around island points. Falcon, it's been up a little bit warmer in that part, but starting to feel like fall. And bass on Texas rig worms and square-billed crankbaits have been good off points and ledges. Brownwood, crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush pile and timber along the creek channels. Allen Henry continues to produce. Bass are good with a large number of fish caught this time of year in 20 to 30 feet of water. OH Ivy, bass are good in flooded vegetation along rocks and humps in less than 20 feet on minnows, jigs, worms, and topwaters.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Big Lake Buchanan. Largemouth bass are good with skirted jigs, bronze-bladed spinners, and medium-sized crankbaits, working wind-driven points, rock ledges, and the rocky shorelines. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait in 25 to 35 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 16 to 28 feet, fishing timber and brush piles. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel ledges with live bait. Largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, jigs, and plastic finesse worms near docks, timber, and rock piles. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small cranks in 3 to 12 feet along rock ledges and steep, rocky shorelines. Travis, largemouth bass are good with crankbaits, swim baits, and skirted jigs near boat docks, marinas, rock ledges, and points. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 15 to 25 feet near the docks, brush piles, and rock ledges. Waco, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, and spinnerbaits near the creeks, brush, rocky shorelines, and the coves.
Okay, on the hunting scene, remember a few weeks ago when we were all excited and we were counting down towards September 1 and the opening of the dove season?
Right.
Well, this Sunday, the first split of the central and south zone concludes November 12th. The north zone continues. Of course, we will be telling you when it becomes available in December, the second split for the south and north zone. White-tailed deer archery season continues through next weekend, and also for Rio Grande turkey. Same thing for mule deer. October 31st, which is this weekend, through November 1, special youth white-tailed deer season. And we've got the opening of the first split. This cracks me up. It's 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
High Plains Mallard Management Unit, October 31st through November 1. It will reopen here in just a few days. Opening also this weekend, statewide quail season. We talked about that earlier in the program. And Harold's all-time favorite that he dreams about chasing someday, Chocolacas, opens this weekend and runs through February 28th.
Yeah.
All right. What you been doing? Driving on or off?
No, all. You're going to be happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
2020.
Yeah.
Ram 2500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4.
Ooh, the big one.
That's a whopper. Absolutely. Has the 6.4 liter Hemi on it. This one has 410 horsepower, 429 pound-feet of torque. Towing up to 19,780 pounds. new for 2020. They have their night edition Bighorn and Laramie, and that's got 20-inch black wheels and more. Lane keep assist and adaptive steering is now available on all of their trim levels. Trailer tire pressure monitoring, which is cool. Auxiliary camera system. Power wagon black wheels. This thing's got the works. All the stuff you'd expect in a Ram. And this thing was optioned to the ears. Billet silver metallic clear coat paint. Towing technology group with center high mount stop lamp, cargo view camera, surround view camera system, trailer reverse guidance, lane keep assist, full speed forward collision warning, plus stop, adaptive cruise control, adaptive steering system, fifth wheel gooseneck package was prepped up on this one, their bed utility group with bed lighting, power outlet in the Ram box on these things. The Laramie level had extra stuff, ventilated front seats, rain-sensitive windshield wipers, remote tailgate release, heated second row. I mean, this thing's, it's a whopper. And fortunately, which I really appreciated, the automatic footsteps, as short as I am. When I get these heavy duties, I go, okay, but where's my ladder?
Mm-hmm.
But these things, now they come when you open the door. It's very cool.
And closes back. So
that's right.
It doesn't impede your ground clearance.
Correct.
That's good.
Very cool. Anyway, loaded, well, it's a bunch, but base is 52, loaded 70. But that's not unusual anymore. You're looking at, did you ever think you'd see a $100,000 pickup truck?
Yeah.
And they're out there and they're selling all they can make on those high end ones. So, but this is a great vehicle. They've done a great job. They have made quantum leaps in their production and in their quality.
And that Hemi,
yeah,
really was kind of like the salvation for that auto manufacturer. I mean, it's done extremely well.
And
well.
The engine's been around forever, but to bring it back and promote it the way they did.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, because it was always a great engine.
Right.
That means hemispherical combustion chamber, by the way. But what's that mean? It's what it means, hemispherical combustion chamber. Anyway, so check it out, the 2020 Ram 2500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go shopping for some money to buy a ranch,
or
restock a ranch, right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals Fortified Cotton Seeds Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cotton Seed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, it ought to be out there already.
Mm-hmm.
You need it through the rut. You need it through the rut recovery. You need it year-round.
Yes, indeed.
Fortified Cotton Seed is what's going to help your deer herd, and it has just been proven time and again. The results have been absolutely phenomenal.
Right.
Go online to fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And remember, pigs and raccoons don't mess with
that. They really don't mess with that.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Harold, I'm going to put my real estate hat on.
Okay.
I love talking real estate, and it's been an interesting year wise, real estate-wise,
uh-huh.
but particularly in the agricultural industry for rural property.
Yeah.
And one of the places that I send customers, clients to all the time is Capital Farm Credit because of the lineup of products and their expertise that literally can help you make a good informed decision.
Right.
Join us once again. We enjoyed having her last year, Brandy Bendley, who is now Senior VP, Relationship
Ooh.
Manager. Yes, that's called a promotion.
I like that.
I do like that, too, at the Hondo branch. Hey, Brandy, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all today?
We are doing fabulous, and we're certainly happy to have you back, and we thank you for letting us join you again. Sometimes we've been known to run people off, but
I love your show, and I'm very happy to be back on.
Thank you.
Well, let's for those that didn't hear the show last year or are not familiar with Capital Farm Credit, give us a thumbnail sketch of what Capital Farm Credit, how it's set up, and what y'all are about.
Absolutely. Capital Farm Credit is the largest rural lender in the state of Texas. And we are the largest because we have a fantastic group of lenders with a diverse background in agriculture. It makes all the difference in the world when you know the product that you're working toward and working in. We've got about 70 offices across the state. One of the biggest things that sets us apart is that Capital Farm Credit is a cooperative. So when you become a borrower, you actually become an owner of the company. You're a shareholder, and we return nearly 100% of our net earnings back to our borrowers. So that makes a big difference, because I don't know about y'all, but I don't have another lending institution that sends me a check on an annual basis.
Yeah, that's a lovely, wonderful surprise. What is your rural background? Weren't you like a bull rider or something?
Yeah. Well, I can actually say I did ride calves when I was young. I was in the rodeo world for a while. I actually went to college on a rodeo scholarship.
Ah.
Before that, I did just a little bit of everything in the horse world, from English to Western to dressage.
She's hedging. She's hedging.
Yeah. That's right.
you're hedging on us because we're very proud that you were that you are a former Texas rodeo. I know you're laughing, and so it's a part of your past that you should be very proud of, and that whole rodeo scene.
Absolutely. I was Miss Rodeo Texas back in 1999, not many moons ago, first runner-up at Miss Rodeo America. So definitely a large part of my history and my past experiences from that time frame that I would have never gotten any other way. So it's a neat deal.
Well, Bill knows I can sympathize, too, because my dad, Warren, is in the Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Fantastic.
So, I guess we need to pause on that because I'm going to cry.
No. I got to throw out a kudo to my father-in-law.
Okay, yes.
That owned one of the most famous bucking bulls, Tornado.
Right.
And it came from Colorado County before he sold it to Jim Shoulders.
Yeah. Who we all have a mutual relationship with.
Everyone's famous.
Absolutely. Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about some product and services available from Capital Farm Credit right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Brandy Bendeley, Senior Vice President, Relationship Manager from the Hondo branch of Capital Farm Credit. Brandy, when we think about, many people think about Capital Farm Credit, they think about the acquisition to buy that small piece of country heaven or maybe something bigger.
Right.
But there is so much more opportunities and products that you all have, from restocking, rangeland management, enhancement to add value to real estate. What have you seen during this crazy year of 2020? Is there anything that's been more active product-wise than another?
I'll tell you, this has been a phenomenal year for acquisitions. The interest rate environment is absolutely phenomenal. That we have seen a large activity on that side. Investment in property is always a sure bet. It's great that people have leases for hunting and those kind of things, but man, this is a great time to really take advantage of that interest rate market. Beyond that, we're seeing a lot of improvements to properties that people already own. We can do anything from fencing to building barns to adding pivots to just you name it, we can probably do it to help you improve that property. We also have operating lines for our farmers and ranchers to continue their operations and help out with their needs. One thing that most people may or may not know is that we have a great crop insurance division that handles anything from multi-peril crop insurance to pasture and grangeland forage insurance. You know, those things are huge right now as well. In fact, November 15th is the deadline for the PRF insurance, is that pasture, rangeland, and forage. Great when you're talking about the drought that we have right now in Texas.
Yeah, Brandy, looking at improvements, though, I might sit there. I've got one. I'm staring at a water tank on my place. Mm-hmm. It ought to be bigger. It ought to be deeper. It ought to be something like that. But you can either point me in the direction or send me somebody, right, that can help me on this. I mean, like, I want to do something, but I'm not sure what.
Absolutely.
You know, give me some advice.
Most certainly. We have a great group of vendors that we work with and have confidence in that we'll be happy to connect you with and then talk about all the different options that we have as far as helping finance something like that.
You know, Brandy, with over 40 years' experience as a real estate broker and a lot of it selling ranches, I always school people and encourage them, particularly the urbanites that are going to the country, buy something, but continue to enhance and improve. We saw that in the hill country with water amenities, simply clearing, doing some cedar clearing, brush clearing, things of this nature. And a lot of people will go, okay, I got it. Now what do I do with it? Mm-hmm. And this is where the expertise that somebody may be in Central Texas, but they're buying something in South Texas or in North Texas. Uh-huh. You all can help them really put together a business plan to some degree, can't you?
Absolutely. We can certainly do that. We've got lenders with expertise in different areas we can connect people with, also with our vendors. You know, you're right, especially clearing cedar trees and things like that. You know, water is a precious commodity. We've got to make sure that we're managing our land so that it stays for us and our generations to come as well.
Well, and you know, we think of water, hill country, spring seeps right. that could be cleaned out or cultivated, make them flow better and then retain. But if there's any type of topography, there may be an opportunity to drill a well and then lay out an irrigation system. These folks are all enhancements to improve the value of your property.
Right.
And this this is where Capital Farm yeah. Credit can
and
help.
The product, of course, Bell knows I come with these off-the-wall questions. But really, games change. We've got land. Things change. And are you seeing people that are coming in now, I want to grow hemp? Or I want to grow olive trees, right? I mean, things like that are starting to, people are talking about that.
They definitely are, absolutely. You know, there's definitely people that we can connect others with. We've got some experience ourselves with those things. Mm-hmm. We've got the expertise within this company that we can definitely make sure that we're leading in the right direction and getting the best information for our borrowers possible.
All right. One of the products that you all used to offer, and I wonder if it's still available, it is for young people that are getting into mm-hmm. the agriculture world. Is that something that y'all are continuing to support?
Absolutely. Farmers and ranchers and young beginning small farmers, that's definitely our focus. As the farming and ranching generation is getting more tenured, it's important that we have young folks get into the industry. So we are definitely focusing on that. We've got a next generation program for anyone who has had their own operation for 5 years or less, trying to help them get started and build up. It's expensive to get started in farming or ranching. So we recognize that, but we also recognize the need to be able to help people do that.
You know, we talk about people getting into that industry, young people, but you know, a few decades ago when the state legislature allowed the ag exemption for wildlife management, mm-hmm. right. that was a big mm-hmm. coup. Is there a balance that you're seeing between wildlife management versus traditional domestic livestock management?
We are. We're seeing a lot of people move to the wildlife management side of things. Generally, that's about 50 acres or more that you need for that program for county and tax reasons. But we are definitely seeing it quite a bit because it's a lot less costly than a traditional farm or ranch operation. So we're definitely seeing the shift that direction. And that's why we, you know, really want to make sure that we're helping those young beginning small farmers with the livestock side or the farming side, because we don't want to lose that going forward.
Okay. You're in Hondo. Mm-hmm. We're in Houston. You've got locations all across the state. If somebody, the example I used earlier was Central Texas, but they want to buy mm-hmm. something in East Texas, you probably have somebody or a branch office that you all cooperate. Do you pass it from one branch to the other? Very quickly, what's the how does that work?
It really depends on what the deal is. If we're looking at a acquisition of property, we can pretty much handle that from any office. But if we're looking at an operating line or maybe an improvement loan, we're probably going to connect you with the office that's closer to that actual operation or that land. So, because it's going to be a more hands-on type loan.
Absolutely. Listen, there is so much available, so much information and opportunities. As Brandy mentioned, this has been a great year for rural acquisition.
You betcha.
Go to their website, capitalfarmcredit.com. You'll find a list of their offices around the state. What is, just for someone that may be in South Texas and is looking at the Hondo branch, what's a good number that we could reach out to talk to somebody in Hondo?
Absolutely. Our office number is 830-741-2040. You can also go to our website and type in Medina County or Frio County or our zip code 78861, and that will take you to our branch as well.
Outstanding. Brandy, hey, you're just a wealth of information. So glad we had you again on Texas Outdoor News.
Appreciate being on with y'all today. Thank you.
You know, you make me want to go saddle up.
Well, come on, let's go.
Thank you, Brandy. Thank you so much. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We are back, and it is time for the outdoor calendar. Harold, there's more seasons that are about to open.
Boy, it's a bunch. November 6, January 31, High Plate Mallard Management Unit, second split. November 7, 8, Youth Only Duck Season, North Zone, 729, Duck Regular Season, South Zone. National Holidays of Texas, like we said, November 7th to January 3rd, Whitetail Deer General Season. November 7, January 17, Whitetail General Deer Season, South Texas also. November 7th, a lot of turkey action. November 7th, 31 Rio Grande Turkey Season South. November 7, 31 Rio Grande Turkey Season North. Same dates, 7th to January 31, light duck and dark geese East Zone. Oop, there's turkey again too. November 7, February 28, the fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburg, and Willacy counties. For information on all this stuff, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department website, and they've got all the information there for you instead of the annual this year. It's all online. Check it out, and then go hunting and take a kid and go in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike forage oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike forage oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike forage oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike forage oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Plot Spike is available at Tractor Supply.
I want to thank our guest today, Brandy Bindley, Senior Vice President Relationship from the Hondo office
at
Capital Farm
Credit. Where can I get the money? Where can I get the information about
that
money?
Well, they got a phone number, 830-741-2040, or go to the CapitalFarmCredit.com website. That's going to help you out.
I mean, they're good folks, too.
They're tremendous folks.
Because the help they give you, that's so important.
Well, there's a reason why they're the biggest. They're also the best.
Yeah, right.
Okay? So... good stuff. Good show, man.
I mean,
lots of good information. Hunting seasons are going to be opening up next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you may listen to us and you're blind.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, while you're riding
around.
That's
what those earbuds are for. You know, you can do that. But also, remember to vote, friends, please. November the 3rd, please. It's so important. I think it's the most important election of our life, actually.
You know, people have said that, you know, about past elections.
Right.
This one,
it
truly is. You got to get out and vote for our country. Vote for our future.
That's right.
Please vote.
Do it. Please visit our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there, plus... you hear something on a show and you go, I forgot, what'd they say? You can play them. They're all there. We archive all of our programs. Plus, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, things like Facebook. If you like us, that just helps build the audience, and we certainly do appreciate that. Do, of course, remember that we are brought to you proudly by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And as we said at the start of the show, we're going to say again, friends, please, please be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News. Thanks for tuning in.